Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. One of my living heroes is Johnny Erickson Tata. Johnny suffered a horrible diving accident early in her life, and she became a paraplegic. Paralyzed from her shoulders down, she has lived over 50 years in a wheelchair. Yet despite the isolation, the confinement, the pain, the suffering, Johnny has remained steadfast in her faith, and she has inspired many people to look to Jesus Christ. Johnny says, and I quote, that she views suffering as a textbook that teaches me who I really am. Johnny adds that she's come to realize just how high the cosmic stakes really are. She says, whenever I fidget in my confinement, I can almost hear Satan taunt God, as he did with Job. Look at her, see? She doesn't really trust you. Test her with more pain and you'll see her true colors. When the devil insists God's people only serve him when life is easy, I have the high honor of proving him wrong. To be on the battlefield where the mightiest forces in the universe converge in warfare, by God's grace, I'm all in. I couldn't help but wonder if Johnny was reflecting on the Apostle James' words in chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, where the Apostle writes, as an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. The Apostle James has been encouraging us to be patient in our trials and in our suffering, in anticipation that the Lord Jesus Christ will soon return to make all things new. And he holds forth the prophets as examples. They remained faithful to the end and patient even in the midst of great suffering. And then James speaks of being steadfast. Joel, what is steadfastness? Well, steadfastness, the word that James uses here is a Greek compound word that actually has two meanings. The first is to stay or remain, and the second is under. So the sense is that we are to remain underneath something, that we're able to bear the pressure, to stand up under the weight. And so James points us then to Job. Job is one of the most interesting individuals in the Bible. He is noted as being blameless and upright, fearing God and loving neighbors, and he is truly blessed with many possessions and a big family. And Satan, we are suddenly taken up to heaven. Satan is there and he tells God that Job only honors God because God has blessed Job. Satan says, if you took away all of Job's blessings, Job would curse you to your face, God. You know what God says? Okay, Satan, take away all that Job has. Bring him great suffering. Don't kill him. And we'll see. And so Satan destroys Job's property, takes away his possessions, even kills his children. But Job did not curse God. Instead, Job says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be his name. Job 1:21. And the next 41 chapters of the book are Job wrestling with God, not understanding what's going on, but refusing to give up on God. Job stands up. He bears up under all the pressure. He is steadfast. And God restores Job at the end, and Satan is proved wrong. Now, notice that James says something amazing to you and I who come after Job. James says, you have seen the purpose of the Lord. You've seen something Job was not able to see. He was unable to understand. We are able to see that the Lord is in complete control and that God was holding on to Job. God wouldn't let Satan win, and God was glorified through Job's struggle. And we see in the story of Job that God knew that Job could bear the weight. And we see how God blessed Job because of his steadfastness. Friend, the apostle is telling us that when we face suffering in our lives, when you and I find ourselves in the darkness and cannot see what God is doing, when the pressure is almost unbearable, then we can recall the story of Job and the similar struggle that he had. And we can see the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord was compassionate and merciful. God is compassionate and merciful. And if you're a child of God, He has the same purpose in view for you. My friend, He is actually pressing you into the mold of His own Son, making you more and more like His only begotten Beloved. You and I are coming to know the One who loved us all the way to the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me quote Johnny one more time. She says, "All combined, I began to see there are more important things in life than walking and having use of your hands. It sounds incredible, but I really would rather be in this wheelchair knowing Jesus as I do than be on my feet without Him." My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.